Please be seated. As they say, it's no accident that the story of Mary and Martha immediately follows on the parable of the Good Samaritan, which we heard last Sunday. You may remember that that gospel began with a lawyer's question, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Then Jesus says, "What do you know about that?" And the lawyer says, he summarizes the law of Moses, "Love God with all that you are and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus responds, "Do this and you will live." And then after the parable, he says to us, "Go and do likewise." So that beloved parable is all about doing something for your neighbor out of love. And today, in the very next scene of St. Luke's Gospel, we hear about the hospitality of Martha. Jesus is received at Martha's house in an act of loving hospitality. In the Gospel, it seems that the characters fulfill both parts of the summary of the law, loving God and the neighbor, doing something. But the Christian life is not all about doing something. Before actively loving your neighbor as yourself comes loving God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind and with all of your strength. And that is not as much active as it is receptive. Mary, listening to the word of God spoken by Jesus, her actions, her listening takes precedence over Martha's busy hospitality. To Mary, as she listens, she's given the word of promise, given to those who are open to receiving it. Now, this isn't to minimize the importance of loving service. Jesus, after all, is the one who says, "I come among you as one who serves." So Martha's not rebuked for serving, but for being distracted, anxious, and troubled by many things. Being preoccupied with doing things can bring cares like thorns into our lives to choke out the word. For all of her hospitality and welcoming, Martha is just too busy. Even as the priest and Levite last week were too busy to help the man who had fallen among the thieves. Martha is too busy with her own priorities to pay impractical attention to someone who's not giving her the help she thinks she needs, and not telling her sister to help her either. Meanwhile, Mary sits at the feet of Jesus like a disciple. To renew and deepen our discipleship, we must stop and listen. The Word, Jesus, the Word is the one thing needful. Implanted in us, growing and springing forth, it will bear fruit in loving action. Now, the story of Mary and Martha is not an elevation of contemplation over action, because Mary acts at the last banquet in Bethany when she anoints Jesus in anticipation of his burial. And Jesus defends her action there as he defends her listening here. True disciples are called to love and serve their neighbors with generosity beyond the law's requirements. But the Lord must be loved first and always. Being in his presence and listening to his guidance is essential. What Martha is doing in serving, showing hospitality, is good. But what Mary chooses is actually better. Love of neighbor is subsequent to and dependent upon a love of the Lord that sits at his feet like Mary, like the sinful woman who anointed Jesus' feet, like the man from whom Jesus cast out a legion of demons. Loving service, showing hospitality even to the Lord himself, serving the Lord and the least of these whom he calls brothers and sisters, as crucially as important as that is not the better portion. Are we first to serve the Lord or first be served by Him? He's among us as one who serves, and He is among us as the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn of the dead, the one in whom the fullness of God is pleased to dwell. How could we presume to serve Him first when He has reconciled us to God and made peace by the blood of His cross? Just as His serving comes first, then ours, so also His suffering comes first, and then ours. The life of discipleship begins in receptive listening to the Word, but then the implanted Word bears fruit in our lives. As we heard in the reading from Colossians, Christ in you is not only the hope of glory, it is taking up our cross and joining what we suffer through to His sufferings, joining our sacrifice to His sacrifice as members of His body, the Holy Church. In the book of Colossians, we hear that Jesus is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. In Him our lives hold together, what we suffer, what we hope for, what we contemplate, what we do. When we receive the word of promise He graciously offers, we find, like Mary and Martha, that all of the hospitality we offer is patterned on the hospitality we are offered at His holy table. The better portion is the gift that Jesus serves, Himself. And in receiving Him, we are free to respond, to express our faith, to act, to love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.